All things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show. Sylacauga on the road tomorrow night at Hopeville. Airtime on WSGN 630. We are going to try to do live video tomorrow night in the midst of the weather that is predicted by all the meteorologists. The Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network also starts airing at 6:15 on Friday nights, leading into the Star Physical Therapy kickoff show. Now we'll bring in Coach Chris Smelly. Coach, let's just start talking about last week for a moment. I know you don't like to live in the past, but Sylacauga, big win, 15-7, faced of a lot of adversity last week, a lot of unknowns after C.J. Franklin goes out, but your team finds a way to get a big win.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't prepare for losing your starting quarterback on the first play of the game, and that's exactly what happened. And so for us, it turned into a team win more than just an average win that, you know, when everybody stays healthy. And so that's a tough one to overcome, and I think our guys showed a lot of resilience and battling through when things are kind of tough. So, you know, 0-0 at halftime, and we came out, we punched one in, got a turnover, had another opportunity to score and kind of set the tone of the game in the second half. But I thought we were opportunistic on defense. We played good enough defensively. We tackled a little bit better. Had a few lapses, but also created some turnovers. One big one down on the goal line later in the game. But we stripped a ball in the middle of the field, had an interception. So those turnovers were huge in the game.
Yeah, let's talk about a few of your players of the week. One of those was our star physical therapy, star player of the game last week. A lot of guys on defense probably deserved it, but Quail Tony, block punt that set us up for a touchdown to start the third quarter, ended up intercepting a pass on their next-to-last drive to be able to go down and score another touchdown. So two touchdowns off turnovers produced by Quail Tony. Man, what a game he's had. He's also had a couple big hits and big plays in that first game against Coosa, and that rolled over into Montevallo for Quail.
Yeah, you know, Quail's a guy, man, he's just smiling all the time. He's pretty laid back, but he stepped up and made plays for us. And so, you know, some guys just have a knack for finding the ball. He did the same thing last year in a couple of games, just kind of creating big plays. And so, you know, he was a huge part of that win Friday.
Yeah, and your Gordon brothers, the twins, Nathan and Nolan, if you go back and look at the film of the game, I think a couple plays they made might get lost just because of the excitement and the defensive battle, but we throw an interception. Looks like the DB is going to outrun everybody on the sideline, and our offensive guard comes out, chases him down, pushes him out of the 30-yard line. I think they end up missing a field goal maybe on that. Something happened on that drive. Maybe we force a turnover. And then on the 1-yard line, Nolan Gordon ends up punching the football out. The Aggies get on top of it. Touchback going out to the 20. Good game for the Gordon brothers, two of your players of the week.
Yeah, they're great, and we're definitely going to miss those guys next year. They've been a staple for Sylacauga football for a couple years now. Yeah, Nate, you know, he wants to go to the Air Force Academy, and so he's lost a little bit of weight. He kind of is hard to recognize from last year to this year, but I think it's helped his speed out a little bit, so being able to run that guy down. And then Nolan, you know, Nolan's very competitive. He's got a lot of fire on Friday nights, and just kind of had a never give up attitude down there as they're getting closer to the goal line. You know, a lot of times you see guys get deflated when a team does put together a drive and they get down there and have an opportunity to punch one in. And so you really got to preach to and we practice those kind of opportunities too, of like those big swing plays. Once a team gets into the red zone, can you hold them out of the red zone? Can you make if they have to try to kick a field goal, keep it as a long field goal that you know are never gimmies in high school football. And so just continuing to play all the way down to the end, that was a huge part of the win.
Your two producers, which are your MVPs, were Rance Matchin and Quail Tony. But KD Cannon comes up as your Hard Hat Award winner. I know he was all over the place on Friday night, including a play where he just simply, on a 4th-and-1, they picked up the first down, and he just rips the ball out of the running back's hand. A big play for your team. Also, Eric O'Neill gets your knockout award for some hard hits in that ball game.
Yeah, I mean, we have spent a lot of time, I know Coach Safford, our defensive coordinator, in trying to create that mentality of get the ball. I mean, when you're on defense, your number one goal is to just take the ball away from the other team. And so, you know, too many times you just see, you know, a guy just trying to do their job and get a guy tackled and I had him wrapped up or whatever. But when you have those opportunities to create, you know, momentum swinging plays, KD just being physical and getting after it and, yeah, just literally had the guy wrapped up and just stripped the ball out from him. And so that was pretty neat. And I haven't seen a strip takeaway like that in a while. That was an awesome play by KD.
So many big plays last week. Let's take a listen to three plays from last week, our plays of the game on the Aggie Sports Network.
Here's the punt. The Aggies nearly got there. They blocked it. They blocked it. They blocked it. The football loose at the 25-yard line. The Aggies are going to pick it up, and they'll get to the 23. Oh, we had a chance for a scoop and score on the block punt, but we're setting up shop. Was it Quail Tony? I think it was. Here inside of the 5-yard line, 7:20 and counting here, third quarter. No score at Legion Stadium. H-back is Gordon.
You've got an uncovered man.
Weaver's in at left tackle. Howell, give
touchdown.
Up the middle. Touchdown, Aggies. Touchdown, Aggies. We capitalize on a block punt, and we take the lead. Rance Matchin up the gut for 6. 9-7, Aggies lead it, 4th and 14. Ward dropping back. Under pressure, being chased. Has a man in the flat, intercepted. Tony. Tony at the 40. Tony at the 35. It's picked off. Aggies had it. Football came out late. Tony was down. And the Aggies are going to win this ball game.
We're going to snap it to Lionel Chenault.
I think we're going for some points.
Well, Chenault in the gun. We snap it to him. He keeps it. Lionel. He's in. Touchdown, Aggies.
Well, we could have kneeled it out, but we wanted the lights to flash at Legion Stadium.
All right, that was our plays of the game from last week on the Coosapines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Coach Smelly, your final thoughts on that game against Montevallo before we roll into this week's game on the road at Hopeful to open up region play.
Man, just proud of our guys, proud of the resiliency that they showed and just the team effort that it took. You know, guys kind of stepping up when we were faced with a lot of adversity. So, you know, that's one of the things that you see a lot of football coaches preach is you're learning how to overcome when things get hard and to have a never give up attitude. And I feel like our guys really showed that Friday night.
All right, let's take a break right here on the Coach Smelly Show. Coming up, we're going to preview the Hopeful Bulldogs region game number one on the road tomorrow night on WSGN and the Aggie Sports Network. Stay with us. This is the Coosapines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Proud supporters.
All right, welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosapines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Aggies 2-0 on the year, going on the road to Hopeful tomorrow night to face the Bulldogs in region play. Going to be a rain game, as so the forecast shows, at least right now on a Thursday night. Coach Smelly, you two good weather games. I know a little hot last week. Weather at Coosa was about 85 degrees at kickoff, got into the 70s, maybe the high 60s when it was over. Different elements so far through 3 weeks. A rain game. How do you change what you're doing, knowing that the turf in the field is going to be pretty wet?
Yeah, I mean the conditions on a Friday night can definitely affect the game. It was really hot last week when we played Montevallo, and their guys were cramping up a lot more than our guys were. So that's a testament to the work that our guys have put in and the way that they've pushed and challenged themselves to get into shape and be prepared for those kind of things. And it's showing rain potentially for this Friday. And, we played one rain game last year versus Moody. Sometimes you see teams that kind of shy away from that. I don't know, I sort of have like the pretty boy mentality or something and don't like the weather games. But, man, our guys were pumped up last year. and excited about sort of the wet, sloppy game. So I feel like this team will have a similar response if it does turn into a wet one like that. And then, you know, obviously that comes down to, ball security. You're going to see teams run the ball a little bit more if it's real wet. And then, again, like creating those opportunities defensively to create turnovers and just swarm to the ball and tackle and try to get the ball out.
You know, we had a few turnovers ourselves on Friday night. Going into a game this week, obviously we don't want to expose the game plan that you have in place for your sophomore quarterback, London Howell. But what are some things that you've done in practice this week to get him a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, London's gotten a lot more reps this week. Just as the backup, you're limited on time and practice and all that kind of stuff. So, he has not had as many reps. So he's gotten to take all the first team reps this week. And I love London's mentality. He lets stuff roll off his back when he makes a mistake. But he's very confident. And he approaches the huddle, and the other guys will be able to rally around him, and he'll feel that support, especially from those seniors up on the offensive line and guys in the offensive huddle with him. And so, when things go good, he's going to look you in the eye. When things go bad, he's going to look you in the eye. And you want to have a quarterback that's got that level of confidence. And so there were a few mistakes that he made this past Friday that we sat down and looked at. And you probably take two plays and turn them around, and he makes a throw or a different throw or a different decision, then his stat line looks good Friday night. I've got all the confidence in the world in him. I know our team does too.
How important are those plays? And we left a couple points on the field. We had a couple timeouts before third downs where the offensive staff, you, Coach Carr, the rest of the guys were able to dial up something that, you know, may not have been a touchdown but could have led to a first down. How important are those plays to be able to get those on the field this week?
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing in our region, and teams are going to be well coached, it's going to be hard-nosed, tough football. And so when you do have an opportunity, you got to really capitalize on it. It could be a pass downfield. It could be, getting the ball into a guy's hands and having a little bit of space and letting him work. But whatever that is, that's what all the practice reps are for. You know, we really preach to our guys to not take plays off and just think through it as like practice and all that. But just like, I want to get game speed type reps all the time so that when it's time to execute, you're able to.
Defensively, I know Coach Johnny Safford and his defensive staff had to be pumped up about the opportunities that they were able to create for your offense last week through forcing turnovers. How do they keep that intensity rolling into this game? You know, I felt like they took a lot of the weight off the offense's shoulder after CJ went out. They really took their game to a different level last week compared to the game at Coosa. How do they roll that into the region ball game?
Yeah, I mean, they really did. And there were a few drives that we sort of played bend but don't break defense. And when you make a team have to go down and earn it on a 10, 11, 12 play drive, that's hard to do. I feel like football at all levels, but especially in high school, it's about the big play. And if you're not giving up big plays, I think we only had one this past Friday where a guy ended up with a long run and we had opportunity to get him down. But if you're not giving up big plays and you're making a team have to earn it, that's tough to do. A penalty sets you back, a sack sets you back, a blown assignment sets you back. So making a team have to really earn it is how you play great defense in high school football. And so our guys did that. We tackled better this past Friday. But then also just sort of creating that mentality of, you know, we create havoc and we create big plays and we create turnovers. And so, having that now in our mindset and showing us that we can do that, hopefully we keep building off that momentum.
What do the Bulldogs do well, and what do your guys do to counter that to end up with a win tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, they're tough and they're very gritty. You're going to have to earn it with them. They're sound in what they do defensively. It's not going to be about scheme and it's not going to be about gimmicks and all that kind of stuff. It's just going to be about, tough physical football. So we're excited about that. We're excited about the opportunity playing on the road again. And taking a trip, and so it's going to be a business trip for us, and we got to get locked in, laser focused, and go ready to play our best ball game.
All right, Coach. Good luck tomorrow night. Go Aggies.
Thank you. Go Aggies.
All right, that's Coach Chris Smelly on the Coach Smelly Show. Live coverage on WSGN starts at 6:30 tomorrow night. on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network with the Star Physical Therapy Kickoff Show. Live video coverage also starts at 6:30 on the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel and the Aggie Sports Network on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the Radio